As we're only going to be a small group for the live, you can put your videos on and see your lovely faces. So just take a moment, hand on heart, lean back in the chair. Just connect with your body. Close your eyes, you don't need to see me for a minute. So make sure your hands are on your body. You may need one on hand, one on belly, one on heart, or both on heart, whatever feels right. But lean back into the chair. Make sure hips are wide and open. Body's wide and open. Nice, big, slow, deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Just arrive. Let the day go. Your belly, so you're breathing down into your belly, not in your chest, down into your belly. Notice any resistance to relaxing, to surrendering, to arriving. Just gently, gently bring yourself back to the room. Hello, hello. You can put your sound on now.
Hi there. Hello, hello, beautiful ladies. Hello, hello, hello. Now, Valerie and Catherine know each other. Hannah, this is Valerie and Catherine. Valerie, say hi. Catherine, say hi.
Hello. Hello, hello.
So, right. Do you know what? If we did nothing else but just sit in this space and listen to that music, being held in the energy, that would have been enough. That would have been as powerful as it gets. The clear thing about understanding as we are, welcome to the 21-day immersion into this divine feminine wealth and abundance, is firstly acknowledging this is a spiritual program. This is a unfolding program. Okay, this is 21 days of doing so much less and receiving so much more. All right, this is about going to a new level of opening, softening, receiving, relaxing, flowing, and downloading from the cosmos, yeah, from your soul, from your intuition, from your divine feminine gifts, all your witchiness. Okay, this is a space for you to connect with your creativity, to connect with your movement, connect with your fluidness. Okay, so this is about fine-tuning your skills of listening to yourself, but it's also about receiving into the physical realm what you've already created vibrationally. Okay, so this is a shift to help you over these 21 days to shift to the new level that you are at. It's not going to be the same for everybody, so it's really important. Your next level of away from where you maybe keep falling into patterns of constriction and wanting to control, into richer levels of being open and in flow and in observer mode and just softening it down, slowing it down. You've got, as women, we have so much programming that comes from the masculine ways of being detached. And I'm not talking about the masculine as in men, I'm talking about the masculine that has been, and I don't want to say the patriarchal and all that stuff, just the detached masculine from the feminine. So this separated energy where we've been trying to make it happen without all our gorgeous divine feminine connection within men and women. All right. So part of your calling of your soul is to tap more and more into this, more into your magnetic power, and allowing yourself to actually receive, which is a big one for women, because they go, oh yeah, I do all this work and I won't actually let myself receive anything. Yeah, so this is about receiving, all about receiving, but receiving magic, receiving joy, receiving things that you experiencing the and miracles that happen over and over and over throughout a day. There can be 1,000 miracles that happen in a day when you're open to them. Small little things of going, wow, that is so different in my life to what it used to be. Yeah? The absolute shift of celebration, connection, and appreciation of the universe. That you are in a relationship with the universal flow, the cosmic flow. You're not, I'm here to try and control you. This is not the divine feminine way, okay? That is a way of fear. But we have patterns for that. And that's what this practice is going to be all about. So we're held in a really beautiful container. The grid is set in the non-physical. We are surrounded by the divine masculine God energy who's holding this as being our river banks. We are flowing with the divine feminine goddess energy to be in this magnificence, abundance, and creative flow. We are held by your own soul teams and your higher soul. We are held by Gaia, by the universe, by the stars. This is a beautiful, beautiful space. And I'm asking you to be as open as you can be for miracles, wonder, magic, playing. So how does that feel in your being, in your body? The energy that I'm even transmitting at this moment and the words that am I saying, is it resonating? Where are you feeling it in your body? Is it going, yes, yes, in my heart, but my little tummy is going, no, 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 no. Yeah. Am I having split energy or am I feeling aligned? So how are you feeling? Check in with yourself. Just to tell you, I am drinking ceremonial cacao from Peru.
Very envious.
It's beautiful. It is so this is untouched. So this is pure cacao from Peru that's had nothing done to it. It comes in a massive chunks. It's so stunning. And it's all medicinal ceremonial cacao. It's all about opening heart space. It's all about the divine feminine. It's truly delicious. I cannot recommend it enough.
So do you add it to something, Joe? Or do you milk or to...
I just heat it in some soya milk for me, yeah. And then put it in a blender to froth it up.
Yum.
where do you find such thing? Where do you?
I have a beautiful lady down here. You can get in the States, there's a ceremonial cacao through, I think it's called Firefly. But down here in Cornwall, there's a woman who sends all over the UK Wild Soul cacao. Yeah, kind of hidden. So yes, very, very delicious, and it's helping me hold this space. So how are you feeling? So just check in and just feel yourself and then share. I'm going to just share with the group how you're feeling, because it was inevitable that you will have felt your soul to do this. And then there's going to be the pattern of going, oh, I want to step into this new level, and now there's some resistance, and stuff will come up, whether you're watching this on the live or where you're watching this on the replay. It is normal, okay? Because you're stepping out into something, and all this little kind of like, oh, here's the crap I was actually in. Oh God, now this is in it. So just, you know, allowing the energy to do the healing, to just let it release. It's okay to have resistance. I had a little bit of something this morning. It was so funny. You know, it was just like, oh, hello. Just letting it come up and letting it go. We don't fight with it. We just acknowledge that anything, whether it's foggy energy, maybe physical reactions, you know, it's quite normal to get things like, you know, snotty noses or throats. These are all things your body is showing you. Ah, here's some shit you've been holding. Okay. So we just let it be. We let it be. So just feel into your bodies and feel how you're feeling as you arrive, what you've felt in resonance with these words. Be honest with yourself where you are, and then we'll check in. So I'll just give you a moment to just close your eyes and check in with yourself. Making sure always leaning back. We're leaning. This whole process is about leaning back into the flow. Leaning back into the universe, leaning back into your soul. And just staying where you are, put your hand up if you're ready. Catherine, just share with the group. Everyone stay as you are with your eyes closed. It's fine.
So I'm very aware that physically I'm very tired and drained from a day at school. That's a Friday thing. Yeah. So once I acknowledged that and just knew what that was, my tummy did its usual, I'm excited and then it starts going a bit like this. But so that's where that it was a excite. It was excited in my tummy. And then this went a bit fluttery.
Nice. So you want a little fluttery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means you're definitely stepping into something new.
Yeah.
That's what we want. New, new, new. So everyone stay as you are. Who's next and ready to share? Val? Stay as you are, eyes closed.
Okay. So I feel my body totally, totally relaxed and I feel kind of in a bliss physically. Mm-hmm. Ready to receive, but I noticed the chatter in my mind, in my brain, and it's not my inner voice, it's just external voices of saying, what on earth are you doing? You know, all the negative talk, but coming from external sources and feminine sources, surprisingly, but they're judgmental voices. That's what I'm noticing. But how dare you do something for yourself?
Oh, wow. And what a gorgeous thing to recognize. Yeah, that's absolutely gorgeous. And it's so true. We have these, by being in the observer mode, you can recognize that that's not actually my voice. That is a program. That is a perception. That's somebody else. And you are stepping out of the matrix with this. You are entering a new higher frequency. And so observing that there's going to be lots of, don't break the ceiling, you can't do that, because if you enter into being more feminine, more flow, more gentle, more receiving for yourself, it's the fear that you're going to actually highlight to others. And as you said, it was feminine voices. You might highlight to other women that they need to start taking care of themselves and receiving more, or resonate with their soul that they need to wake up to their gifts and their connectivity to the universe. So beautiful recognition. And I'm hearing and feeling that you're very much more in your body. So that's so beautiful. What a shift. Hannah, are you ready to share? Stay where you are with your eyes closed. Are you ready to share now?
Sorry, I woke up since this morning with cold-like symptoms and a big headache. So I'm really feeling it in my chest and heart space.
So your heart is kind of, this is very, very energy-based,
Just like, I'm really trying to breathe, having a hard time breathing today. And then I noticed also, like the headache is more on the left side of the head. Since this morning, not feeling so good.
And so now, can you lean back and observe that it is just your body? Are you able to enter an observer position of recognizing it is just your body? Like, you don't have to feel the same way as your body. Your body is just having an upgrade. Can you enter that space of separation, observership, that this is my body and my body has these sensations and emotions and I feel great?
So now I'm separating myself from my body.
You are observing yourself. Can you enter that space that you as a soul can observe? Because it's very easy to want to say, well, my body has woken up with this stuff, but you claimed it and said, I'm feeling crappy. When in fact, by saying, actually, my body feels it's got some stuff it's trying to show me. And clearly, left side of head, feminine side, heart space, closed, being closed hearted. So it's trying to tell you, We need to clear some stuff, ready to go now. Yeah, from the heart space. Can you lean back into the chair, lean back into your soul? And just acknowledge. Catherine's doing the clearing for you. Can you come to a place of acceptance that you and your soul, you know, your soul and your body, even though you want to be in your body, doesn't mean you want to acknowledge that you have to feel the same way as your body. Because your body is on a lower frequency. It gets tired. It needs rest. And if you change your mindset to be able to do that, it's like driving your car and putting it in neutral. And by we can do that, putting our brain into neutral, our body into neutral, we can do exactly what Val was just able to do. Ah, there's all these voices. But are they mine? Nope. Yeah. It's exactly the same with the body. Body's tired, as Catherine could say. Body was tired. However, I acknowledged it. And then I was able to acknowledge there are other feelings. When we stay in just this is how my body is, that keeps me stuck. It keeps me in a lower frequency. It keeps us in a victim-y state of this is happening to me. Instead of actually, I am in control of my body. My soul is the driver. When we can learn to do this and practice it, it's easier when we feel great. But actually, when our bodies are feeling they're expressing something and need us to attend to it, or they're healing and clearing stuff, it's so easy to either fall into it. But this is where the practice is, to hold your frequency in your soul, look to your soul, look to the sun within you, and just acknowledge that my body is needing some TLC. It's like a little baby. It needs loving. It's a bit squeaky. It's got energy. It will all pass. It's just stuck energy that needs to pass. That's it. It's all energy. So just take some breaths. Now I want you all to just think about, you set your intentions. You were watching the intention video in the Facebook group. I said prior to this to think about your intentions, but it was done in a way of feeling of what you want to have. So really feel into your what you had set as an intention from these 21 days. And just notice, as you become more aligned and softened in yourself, does that intention feel right? Connected to the energy that you're already experiencing in this container? Does it feel like it's the right energy? That's what we like to see, Hannah. If you've started yawning, we're in a good place. So just, does it feel right? Does the receiving part, does it still feel high, or does it feel like it's a slightly lower energy? Just check in. Val, what's your intention for 21 days? What does it feel like? Al, you've drifted off.
I'm sorry, I wasn't sure you asked me. No, I'm still here. It feels very aligned.
Good.
It feels, my intention is to ease into this new endeavor of mine to start mm-hmm. my business. I just want to launch it with ease and grace and not with the push and the, you know, hard sweat and resistance. I just want to ease into it and attract the abundance of clients and money with it, but all in ease and grace.
And joy and fun.
And joy and fun, yes.
Joy and fun. Catherine, what about you?
When you asked us to sort of sit in, you know, settle into it more and how we felt, it had this amazing, it was spacious.
Gorgeous.
Spacious, and that isn't a word I use often, so I, you know, it's not something that, yeah, that was lovely. My intention is I'm sorry I'm not articulating myself, my little brain is a bit foggy from school, but intention's very much about my creativity mm-hmm. flowing and creating abundance, and I want to be able to I intend to put into my art daily to create a body of work.
Nice.
The abundance and, yeah. But the spacious feeling, cool, that was nice. I like that.
Welcome to the flow. That's what the spaciousness is, a huge part of it, that you're not constricted, you're connected to the universe, that feeling of high potential or endless potential, that is abundance. That is abundance. Hannah, what's your intention? How does it feel?
Well, there was a lot of yawning for me.
Good.
My intention is to feel freedom and joy and like love and connection.
Nice. Now, it's interesting, you've got, so Catherine is a painter, but Hannah is a poet. So just, she channels beautiful poetry. And it will be interesting to see if you do a lot more of that, Hannah, as well, through this process, to really feel into that, because your soul knows where you're going. Just got to keep going. Keep going. Yeah, you see, rebooting now, it's all good. Right. So, my lovelies, we are, if you're watching the replay, you can drop it on, just drop a note in the Facebook group to let us know what your intentions are, how it feels, just where you're at in this. So we're going to, just as a little note, by the way, is housekeeping. Every single day you will be receiving something to do in the members area. Okay, so although you are going to receive an email, do not rely on the email. Okay, head to the members every single day consistently to receive your daily activity. It's either a recording, it might be a video, it might be an activity. There is something small, and they're all really bite-sized pieces. Okay, so it's very small, and I would always recommend to do them in the morning, always. If you can't, later on in the day is fine, but they're always more potent when you do them in the morning. You always get a bigger response. So that's my only bit of housekeeping. So let's move into, not that we're already activated, but we're going to do a little meditation. There'll possibly be some light language. It's going to be very fun and playful. And so, so let's just lean into the chair, wide hips, open body, your eyes closed, palms up on your legs, and really feel the sense of just really wide open legs, really wide open back onto the back of the chair, and just relax and lean. Feel that sense of softening, you're leaning and softening. We're just going to breathe. in through the nose and out through the mouth for a moment. Bringing the breath down to the belly again. And as you just sit there, relaxing, unwinding, and allowing, I'm going to bring to your imagination, see in your mind's eye that you're lying in a field. Just imagine you're lying in a green field, beautiful field, and the sun is beating down on you. Beautiful blue sky day, the temperature is perfect. And you're just lying there sunbathing, wide open body, like you're doing dead man's pose in yoga, arms out, legs out, just completely stretched out. And you're just lying on the earth, and you can feel the warmth of the earth underneath you on your back. Like the earth is pulsating with beautiful energy, just holding you there, heated by the sun, heated by the central sun within the middle of Gaia. Just like lying on an electric blanket. It's just a warm, warm space. And above you, the sun is basking down on your body. The rays are just floating down onto your body. From the top to the bottom, from your head, face, neck, heart, space, solar plexus, into your sacral, yoni, legs, toes. And as you breathe, that energy just melts into your skin from above and below. And the beautiful energy of the grass melts into your heart space, opening your heart. Beautiful green energy, opening your heart even wider, even more. Just feel, see, sense, and feel. Allow that energy to melt into your body, to receive that energy. So you just relax. All the colors around you, the warmth around you. And just arrive in this space. As you lie there, begin to hear the sound of running water. You can hear that it's getting faster and fuller. And you're intrigued where that sound is coming from. So you get up and you look about. Perhaps you can see some trees. Perhaps you can see flowers. But in front of you, you can see a path. And so you follow this path, hearing the sound of the running water. You can feel the sun on your back, the earth under your feet. You feel deeply connected to all that is around you. And as you head down this path, you begin to see a stile. Crossing gate to take you from one field into another, except this is a magical stile, a magical crossing gate. As you step through or over this stile, you will enter a higher frequency. Head towards it. And when you're ready, just enter this higher frequency. this new realm that is waiting for you. And you can see that it's a new realm because the colors are different. You begin to notice that the trees around you are golden, that the fruit hanging from the trees are rubies and diamonds, sapphires, like sparkling trees. The path under your feet has become crystal, hundreds and hundreds of crystals. The energy in this space is pulsating. You continue along the path, hearing the sound of the river getting closer and closer. And as you move closer to the river, you begin to see the river banks, and they're emerald, beautiful emerald river banks. And as you gaze into the river, you see that it is full of rainbow colors, sparkling and shining. It's almost like being surrounded by a rainbow with all the beautiful golds and rubies and sapphires, diamonds, sparkling. And you can hear the sound of the river like it's singing to you. It feels so inviting. And so you decide to take your clothes off. Such a beautiful day. It's such a magical space. And you just feel like it's time and ready to step into the river. You take your clothes off and dangle your feet from the riverbank into the river flow, hearing the music coming off the river, feeling the water across your feet. Perhaps it's cold, perhaps it's just cool, perhaps it's even warm, whatever it is, it's for you. But it feels so delicious. And know that it's time to jump in. So you immerse yourself. Slide yourself down the riverbank and place yourself into the river. And it's deep enough that it actually comes up your body as high as you want it to be. And it's just perfect. But you can feel the pace of this river, that you can't stand there for long. You can feel the pressure of needing to go with the flow. And so you lie down in the river. And lie back, surrendering deeply to the rainbow colors, the emerald riverbanks, the singing water, and the pace of the river. Surrendering, allowing yourself to be carried along. Feel what it feels like to be in the flow, to relax into the flow, to go with the flow. And as you lie in the river, look above you as you see all these sparkling trees, golden trees, diamonds, silver, rubies, sapphires, yellow sapphires, crystals, just sparkling, gorgeous trees, and these beautiful fruit of diamonds, precious, beautiful jewels. And just enjoy this flow, allowing your body to soften and receive. And notice if you're having any resistance to softening and allowing yourself to be carried along. Just breathe and let go. Allow yourself to be with the truth, because you know that this is all safe, all is well. This is where you're supposed to be, in the flow. And as you flow along, the river starts to get fuller, richer, more abundant in its flow. Perhaps the speed and pace of the river speeds up. And notice what happens to your body at the thought of it moving a little faster. More water, more rainbows, more diamonds sparkling on the water, more abundance of this flow. And just breathe, acknowledge it, and surrender. And allow all of that resistance energy to just dissolve into the water. Say to yourself, I surrender to the flow. I allow the flow. I surrender to the flow. I allow the flow. I surrender to the flow. I allow the flow. And just breathe. Now you're feeling so relaxed. I'm going to ask you to grab hold of the Emerald Riverbank. Just stop yourself. Hold yourself so that you're in resistance to the flow, and feel what that feels like. The pressure of the water, what it feels like having to hang on, what it feels like in your body, and notice as your body starts to get tired or have a response to this clinging on, this holding on, this resistance and fighting with the abundant flow. This is what happens when we set controlling goals and intentions, when we make rigid exclamations to the universe. I want this. This is how I want it to turn up. We stop the flow and we start to cling on to the riverbanks and feel how uncomfortable it is. Feel how much you want to just let go and surrender again, because it feels so delicious being in the flow. So hold on a little bit more. Just feel what it's like to fight upstream, fighting with the universe of your receiving. Are you receiving anything from this space of being holding on, or are you being battered around? Are you ready to let go again? When you're ready, do that. And just feel how delicious it is to let go and surrender once more to the flow. Almost feels quite exciting and liberating to return to the flow. Enjoying the unfolding. And anything that came up from that fighting, whether that's other people's language, masculine energy behavior of depletion, fighting energy of disconnection, controlling, trying to make it happen. Anything that's bubbled up, we're going to release and resolve and dissolve that into the river. Imana asala o sikamana nuna ana. Ishula asikanamana anna o sikanamana dukudamana. Ishumana asaya isumana asikamanana. And just say to yourself, I release all energy that no longer serves me. And take a deep breath in. And release. Say, I release all energy that is not mine. And take a deep breath in. And release. Just allow yourself to relax even more into the flow, into receiving, into softening and enjoying, surrounded by jewels, surrounded by gold and silver, surrounded by beautiful rainbow colors, surrounded by the water, riding in the flow. We ask to receive all new codes of abundance into your body in this beautiful higher frequency through the colors, through the energy, and through these words. Imana astila o sekemana nona anna esela o shukanamana nona ishumana asila mana anuna esekida dunamana sekananana ilamana asaya. O salamana ona isikamana ana usekimana nana ushila sekamana na una asala ana ana una isemenanaka inona ala ishumana asakana na onmana isikimana nana no o shalamana nana a shalamana nini mana asekele mana nana ushemana nana o sekemana nana anala isekemana nana Ishumana asala amana ona isekemena nuna anamana isekemena ushilamana asekeda nana ona ishikemana nana ushikamana na ona de isamana na ona isekeda nama imona asekada na omana asekemana nana na ushimana anana asekemana nana nana umana isekila ala imana nuna nana ishukamana na anana imana usale imana nana udana inana umana isekemana nana. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Just allow yourself to relax and flow. Surrender and flow and allow all the codes, all the energy to melt into your body. The energy from the trees or the energy from the water, the river banks, divine masculine, divine feminine energies of this higher frequency of abundant flow. And just allow it all to melt into your body and begin to disappear as you return back to your being now. Bringing with you everything that you need, programming to your brain to remind you of ease and surrender and allowing. Surrender to the flow, I allow the flow. Say this to yourself, I surrender to the flow, I allow the flow. I surrender to the flow. I allow the flow. I surrender to the flow. I allow the flow. Bringing you right back to the now. Feeling your whole body full of this energy. This abundant, higher frequency, rich energy. Know that all that you have asked for is already done. It's all done. Everything that you desire is done. Because if you feel the desire, it's already done vibrationally. It's just ready and waiting for you to receive it, to allow it, to align with the higher frequency energy of it. So set the intention to be there, to expect, to allow, to be open, to be surprised and delighted over the next 21 days and beyond. Every day. Take a deep breath. Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up. Hold, 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 and release. Bring your hand to your heart space, just connecting with your body. Bring your hands to prayer position in front of your heart. Bow your head. And say out loud, I thank you for all the blessings that are coming to me and all the blessings I am receiving.
Thank you for all the blessings that are coming to me and all the blessings I receive.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We thank everybody who's come to support this, to help you on your journey. This is always available for you to connect into that river flow at every point. Know that it is available. All it takes is you just allowing. So just rub your palms together. Bring some heat. Place your hands over your eyes and gently open your eyes and then bring yourself back to the room. To help you with this, there is in the Facebook group, I've sent you all to say there is a crystal grid blessing, abundance blessing. You can revisit that every day. If you want to, you can look at it, channel the energy if it helps you reconnect. It's going to be a different one every week. So wherever you are on the journey, this will be the, you know, where you are. So how was that? How are you feeling? Catherine's got a big grin on her face.
That was really amazing. Mm-hmm. Really amazing. Yeah, it was really amazing. And it was when, so we were going across the crystal path and suddenly I was like, oh, I need some emeralds. Like you then said about the riverbank.
Nice.
That was amazing. And then while I was floating in the river amongst all your lovely rainbow colours, I was, this is bonkers, I was surrounded by loads and loads of bright, bright silver spoons.
Lovely. That's gorgeous.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
You're being served, Catherine.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you're being served. Brilliant. And how was it in your body when you held on?
Oh, crumbs. Interestingly, that I really felt that go in about actually against my back. Mm. I felt like my back was being pummeled, which I know water would feel like that, but it was a, oh, how can I explain? It was a real push. And my, that's interesting because not now, but my back was always my weak kind of spot, if you like. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting. It was my back that it went to. Mm-hmm. And a feeling of breathlessness of like just not knowing quite what to do.
Mm. So yeah. the anxiety starts to come up. So it's yeah. just showing you,
yeah,
we don't do that. Yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and how delicious did it feel when you let go again?
Well, that's, yeah, I let go. And that's what, that's when, interesting, that's when the silver spoons came, when I let go. Now you've said it. That's when the silver spoons came. And the silver spoons came. And then as I went further along, there were loads and loads of pink roses around me.
Oh.
Yeah, I've just remembered that. It was wonderful. Yummy. Yeah, thank you.
Yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy. Hannah, let's go to you next. How was that for you?
Yeah, no, it was very, very nice. When you said, oh, go into another dimension, I was like totally ready.
Yeah.
Because then I saw like flowers, it just looked like a magical garden. Everything was like sparkling. And then I saw like a waterfall, and then you took us to the riverbank. So yeah, it was very like colorful and sparkly and magical. And I was like, yeah, so ready to enter that realm.
And how was it for you when you held on?
Oh my God. I felt it in my stomach and my chest for me.
Yeah.
Lots of constriction. I didn't feel good at all.
Yep. And how was it when you finally let go again?
Much better. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's noticing, by the way, these are your body telling you the signs of what happens when you're holding on, yeah, in your life. So acknowledge that, write that in your journal and acknowledge that. Am I doing this? You know, if I'm starting to feel constriction in my chest or my stomach or my back or, you know, wherever Val is in the moment, the same thing will be, oh, you know, oh no, actually I need to relax. I need to flow again. I need to return to my sparkliness. Yeah. Val, how was that for you?
It was very interesting. I loved everything that related to Mother Nature, the grass, the flowers. But when we passed the gate to enter the other dimension on the higher vibration, as soon as you mentioned rubies and sapphire, emeralds, all the crystals, I felt some constriction because to me it meant they are sharp and cold. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that I was running for safety when you said, let's go in the river now. And I stayed in the river the whole time. So the crystal to me meant in this meditation meant something hard and cold.
Well, actually, and that it's showing you that that's a belief you have about that level of abundance. And that's something to reflect on.
Yes.
To clear. But how was it once you were in the river?
I stayed in it the whole time. I didn't want to get out because it felt safe and fluid and just my happy place.
And how was it when you held on?
So I didn't hold on. I just stayed in the river. My mind didn't go there. I just wanted to stay in the flow of the river.
So yeah. I would recommend that you listen to this again.
Yeah.
Once you've reflected on this and do the feeling of the, you know, the holding on.
Yes.
So listen to it again so that you get the full experience, because it sounds like you had an awareness. So you went to something that felt safe, but that's not the higher frequency. So it sounds like to me you weren't as in higher frequency because of the, you then sort of went into it. So that's fine. It is where you are today. You can revisit that, you know, take what you did from today and then revisit it and see what the difference is then. Yeah. So you will always be in different frequencies of what we need to know. Yeah. So there's no right or wrong. It's just showing us where we're ready to be. So lovely. Well, as we close up this beautiful activation, the ceremony for the 21 days, it's gorgeous and beautiful. Do share in the Facebook group your experiences. There's a little note every day on your thing to say, you know, share with the other soul sisters in the group what your experience has been. Do share anything, like as you move every day, as I said, there's 1,000 different ways, potentials that can happen every day of you experiencing moments of astoundingness. And if you watch my video this morning, I was talking about going out for lunch yesterday, and that I took myself out for lunch, and not only did I got inspired, nudged to go for a beautiful swim and had all of that, and then inspired to go out for lunch, I ended up getting the whole lunch for free out of something that could have seemed stressful but wasn't. It was like, oh, this is happening for a reason. I'm not actually meant to buy myself lunch. I'm supposed to be given lunch. And I ended up receiving the most delicious lunch. So if you stay open in the flow, watching and writing down all the amazing ways that you felt these little miracles and excitements and, oh, that was yay. You know, that felt delicious. Write down all the deliciousness. Yeah. Because the more that we celebrate all those little bits with appreciation, not gratitude, appreciation and playfulness, the universe will go, oh, you want us to have more? Okay, we'll give you more of that then. Yeah. So do that. Stay in the flow. Let's play, have fun. And yeah, and I look forward to seeing all your updates over the next week. All right. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Sending you much, much love. And yeah, much blessings.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.